So our listener Savannah had the marriage talk with her boyfriend of 5 years and is a bit shocked at what she heard him say. Let's get into it with group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hi, Ben and Kelly.
Hi.
First of all, huge fan of the show. I feel like I've grown up with you two.
Oh, thank you.
It's awesome. Anyway, here's my issue. It's been 5 years, no proposal.
Okay.
Little background about me and my boyfriend. He's 30, I'm 31.
Mm-hmm.
We're not officially living together as I own a house with my sister.
Okay.
However, we spend most of our time at his place. It actually feels like we're living together. I'm at his place about 5 days a week.
That's a lot.
Anyway, this morning my boyfriend and I went to a store, and when we were checking out, the cashier wished us a lifetime of happy marriage, which was so random.
Okay.
We just kind of laughed about it.
Mm.
On the drive home, I asked my boyfriend jokingly, how come he hasn't proposed after all these years?
Mm.
And he said we need to be living together first before he knows he's sure about me.
Wow.
He said he wanted to know how I am around the house and stuff, if I'd clean up after myself.
If I'll clean up after myself?
Like, what? Oh, really?
Okay. All right.
This is going to be a deal breaker after 5 years?
Sounds like...
Now, I'm not rushing to get married or anything. I have a lot of plans for myself. I enjoy where I'm at right now. But I was so shocked about how my boyfriend's response regarding my question. I'm worried that in the span of 5 years, he's still not sure.
Mm.
And we're together almost every day. I'm pretty sure he knows how I am around his apartment. I feel like the past 5 years has been one big audition, and he hasn't been paying attention.
Yeah.
Am I overthinking this?
Mm.
Am I being reasonable?
Mm.
I pretty much just stay quiet in the car because I didn't know what to say.
Hmm.
I don't know what to tell him. What would you guys do in this situation? I mean, you're right. Because, listen, opposites when it comes to cleanliness and household chores and stuff marry all the time.
Yeah.
You kind of work that out.
Yeah.
Is what I'm hearing him say, though, is what if she's too messy? He's going to be like, nope, not for me.
Yeah, that's
weird.
Or
we're just going to date forever and live in separate spaces.
Well, and that is kind of a weird eye opener where you think you and your partner are moving in one direction. And then all of a sudden you realize maybe not.
And how long was he going to let them continue going on like that? Before they seriously start saying, what are we doing?
Now, it is very easy for us to go, man, I'll tell you what, cut them out. Let's go move on. You know, you've invested 5 years.
Right.
That's a lot of time.
Right. I would have, I think, immediately said, what are your requirements?
Yeah.
Let's see if I fit the bill.
I mean,
if this is going to be your deal breaker.
Yeah.
Then let's figure that out right now before we go any further. Like, I'm already insulted. I have to see how you are living with you.
What a line.
Like, I'm making the ultimate choice here for both of us.
Oh, yes,
like, are you
right.
kidding me right
you're
now?
Right. You're right.
That
I didn't think
immediately
of that.
Is what stood out to me. I'm like, oh, so you're...
Oh, so you're the one who calls the shots on this.
You're the decider. Okay.
Wow.
All right. Let's see if I can meet your standards, and then we can move forward if yes.
Our text line is erupting.
Yeah.
So we'll get to some of these. If you've got an experience with this type of situation, we'd
Amber's 11-year-old has the answer.
Wow.
Let's see what
okay.
the 11-year-old has
right.
to say about this.
We'll get to
the
that.
The 11-year-old is like, I see what's
thoughts.
Happening here.
I have thoughts.
Yes.
All right. So we'll get to that. By the way, send us a voice note, 502-795-1997. We'd love to hear your voice. All right. It is group therapy. So Savannah had the marriage talk with her boyfriend of 5 years, and he was like, hey, you know what? I just don't know how you are yet.
To live with.
To live with.
Like, she stays over at his place like 5 days out of the week, has for a long time, but apparently he hasn't seen enough.
Right.
Kicked the tires enough.
Right. So that shocked her. It's 99.7 EJX. We're in group therapy, and she's now like... Am I overthinking or am I being reasonable here? I didn't really say much in the moment because I was kind of shocked.
Lisa said, "Dear lovely human, I'm sorry to say, but you just wasted 5 years of your life. If he's not sure of who you are at this point, he's not been invested enough to pay attention. Cut and run. We can pretend giving him a chance to talk through it is a way to go, but he just loudly told you where he's at."
Now, listen, on the contrary, you mentioned something. You could give him the Kelly K pull your S together talk.
Yeah.
And like kind of part ways and come back in a few months and things are good.
Yes, I'd be like, what do you need? What do you need to see during this audition process for me to live in your space? Let's see if I can cut the mustard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see if I fit the criteria.
I feel like he is being a guy who has said things that get wildly overblown.
Yeah.
Both on this very show.
Yes.
And in my own personal life.
Mm-hmm.
I can appreciate that maybe he didn't mean it as like hard line like this. And he just didn't know how to say, well, I don't know yet. I don't know
hard
why I haven't.
Hard to misinterpret though.
I don't know. I'm trying to find.
Because that's telling me that's going to be a deal breaker for him if he feels like she's too messy. Like, for instance, my husband occasionally hates it when I leave a little juice glass on the table by the couch. I like to have a little glass juice at night. Sometimes I don't take it to the sink.
How do you brush your teeth after that? Because
yes,
juice is very sugary.
Yes, of course I do. Yes, I thank you. I don't need it from you. If I forget to take the glass to the sink, he's all like, hey, it's going to attract fruit flies, whatever, leave sugary things up, that kind of thing.
Right.
So, but would that be a deal breaker? Would he divorce me or not marry me over something like that?
Mm.
Like, it's always going to be a compromise when two people start sharing a space together.
Because
you both have your own things, your own routines, your own way you like things. Like, he folded towels differently than I did. What did I do? I start folding towels like he does. You pick your battles.
I was going to say.
You compromise.
I hated mayonnaise. Now, I love mayonnaise because she was a mayonnaise advocate.
Right. You're blending two lives together, which
doesn't
comes
mean you're
with,
less
with
of a person.
Exactly. Some concessions made.
Right,
you just figure out how to make it work together being in the same space. If he's sitting there saying, I don't know, I'm going to need to see if like it's acceptable for you to live with me with what you do.
So we did get a text from a listener who said, I am running to the front for this one. No, you're not overreacting. Almost 4 years in with a 2.5-year-old together, living together, and I'm asking the exact same question. Plan your exit strategy. My person says the plan is to get married and saying, guess true advice is to listen to your gut. If waiting is a deal breaker for you, maybe start making a plan on what you'll do if waiting gets old. Otherwise, don't push too hard and you'll push them away. Interesting.
Becca is rolling in with a different perspective. Devil's advocate here. What if he's planning on proposing and trying to throw her off the scent?
Yeah,
because she's asking,
I don't know. That's not the way to do that, though. Well, let's get to the 11-year-old's advice. Very simply, Amber's 11-year-old says he's making an excuse.
Yes.
Very, very plainly.
Yes.
Even 11-year-olds see that.
He sees that clear as day.
Yep. I'm thinking you're at kind of a crossroads here, I believe.
Right.
Where you can say, hey, let's really kind of get under the hood with this whole comment.
What's
criteria
your deal
stuff. Because
let's hash this out, and then I'll tell you mine.
And then you
because
need,
don't forget that you have your own standards.
Right, exactly. And you can also even say that really hurt me.
Right,
because
it
I thought
like
we
you're
were
bogged down in logistics that are overriding feelings.
Right, exactly. Okay. Well, hey. Let us know how it all goes.
Right.
Like, if you go to the Facebook comments, they're all like, hey, you already know the answer. Men are stupid.
Exactly.
You know, move on, all that stuff. And I understand 5 years is a long time to spend with someone. And that's a lot of time invested.
It's not just easy to just be like, all right, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get it. He wants to get in the weeds. Let's get in the weeds.
Yeah, get in the weeds. Get your hands dirty.
Let's work it out.
That's right.
Let's talk about logistics. What would make a happy home for you? We'll see if we line up. And
yeah, Savannah, come with your own list.
But then the other thing, again, don't forget the other questions of, are we going to be on the same path in our philosophy of life and what we want out of life? Do we want the same things? Do we approach, you know, the big topics the same way? Those are all things you have to consider when carving out a life with another person, too. It's not just about, is she going to leave a juice glass out on the table overnight?
To attract fruit flies.
To attract fruit flies because she likes juice.
Hopefully you're brushing your teeth after
that. I am!
Again, very sugary to have before bed. That's probably why you're not getting a good night's sleep. Is because
it's like a fruity cocktail, but raises, without alcohol.
It raises the blood sugar in your system.
I don't need for you to give me a half a semester of pre-med doctor talk right now. That's not what I need.
Sorry, I'm getting off the path here.
I don't need to be under the microscope right now.
All right, Savannah. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That is group therapy.